Blog Talk Radio.
Have tuned in to Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, yes, you and you, let us exalt that wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus together. I tell you, I am so excited that you have joined me today here at home. I know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to be tremendously, yes, tremendously blessed by the word on today. I tell you, we're sitting at a very, very intricate and a special place on today as we are looking right at the entrance in of our wonderful holiday and time is of celebrating the birth of Christ. And I know this is such a special time for everyone throughout the world and things, and especially the children of God, as we take time to celebrate our Lord and celebrate all that he has done and given to us and celebrating the wonderful gift, the gift of life that he's given unto us. Yes, it is time to celebrate. Celebrate your life. Celebrate your ability to be able to come and sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and lift up holy hands in the sanctuary and being able to go into the presence of God, amen, into the holies of holy. It is a wonderful, wonderful gift. And I want you to, during this particular time, if you could take some special time and begin to unwrap some of the gifts that God has already endowed you with. There's a whole lot of things that's still yet down inside of you that you need to explore, open up your heart and begin to look into, that God wants to really show you who you really are as a child of God and what he's already invested in and through your life. I tell you, the best is yet to come. All you need to do is just begin to take some time, quality time out, and just sit down with God and begin to allow him to unravel and to open up all of the wonderful gifting that he has given unto you as a child of God. Let us not never, ever live beneath our privilege of what God has given unto us as the children of God. There's a scripture I want to read in your hearing and just to share just a little bit about this word, amen. And the scripture says over in Isaiah chapter number 9, verse number 6, one of my favorite passages of scripture, it said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the thrones of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. And from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. I come to tell you, child of God, on this wonderful, wonderful August day, that God himself, the Lord of hosts, he's going to perform this thing in your life. All you have to do is allow the administration of the Holy Ghost to have his way in your life, amen, and through it to move and have his being in and through your life and just to flow in you. And you're going to see some wonderful things that you never experienced before when you begin to yield to the will of God for your life and saying, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. And as we begin to yield to the wonderful, wonderful will of God that he's already ordained for your life, you're going to see great miracles and the great mighty hand of God flowing in and through your life as never before. The scripture said, for unto us a child born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. I tell you, God's been really just dealing with my heart about that piece right along. And he laid in my heart that when we begin to look at the government, we recognize these are officials that are administering the policies and seeing them as well, when they say perform, to have the ability or the skill to bring those things to pass. And so one of the things that I love about God, through the Holy Spirit, God has already laid out the policy, but through the Holy Spirit, he's going to perform that thing in our life and bring those things to pass. It's going to administer the things that we as the children of God cannot do. Amen. He's going to come and do it. That Holy Spirit is going to come and do the work that need to be done for the children of God. After you've done all that you can do, the scripture said for us to stand. And also one of the scriptures said for us to stand, therefore, and see the salvation of the Lord. And I want you to know God will deliver. God will do it. He will fight every battle. All we need to do is to keep yielding to him and just saying, Lord, I know you will do it, and releasing your faith. And as you begin to release your faith and telling God, God, I know you're going to do it. I know you have the power to do it. I know it's your will to do it. And I know you're going to open the door. You're going to make the way out of no way. And just trust and believe that God himself will perform this thing on your behalf. Oh, child of God, I can feel, oh, my God, I just feel a divine blessing for the people of God. As we're closing out on this year, this has been a year, 2014, we heard a lot about double favor, but when I looked that up and to get a better understanding what 2014 really means, team means spiritual perfection. It's perfecting those things. Which concerning us, 14 means perfection. And so as we get ready to close out this wonderful year of 2014, take a moment and begin to look at the spiritual disciplines that God has blessed you with and blessed us all with, and begin to see, am I perfecting what God's given to me? Am I walking to perfect the gift that he's given me, the talents that he's given unto me, and the wisdom, the knowledge, perfecting those things as opposed to possessing those things. Begin to perfect those things which concerneth you and giving over to the Holy Ghost and allowing the Holy Ghost to operate in and through those gifting and allowing him to perfect what he has given unto us as the children of God. And you're going to see yourself going to just another level, because you have opened yourself up to the administration of the Holy Spirit to allow it to perfect those things within your life. And I tell you, when you begin to spend time on perfection, as we're closing out of this year, you're going to see God do some wonderful things in and through your life, because now you're doing an assessment. You're assessing now the things that God has given unto you. Now you're doing an evaluation as well. You're already assessing. You're evaluating what you have done with it, what you need to do with it. You're looking at your weaknesses, what you need to strengthen. And now you're saying, now I can go into 2015 with greater focus, not worrying about no resolution and things, New Year resolution. Amen. Because every time we try to start our New Year resolution, something else come up. Amen. Or you only stay on it for about 5 or 15 days, the 30 days the max. And things, unless it's 21 days, amen. But when you begin to perfect and allow the Holy Spirit to perfect that which concerneth you, then you'll begin to see what God is doing in and through your life and what you have already been loaded with, the benefits that have already been loaded within your life and given unto you. You are now tapping into what God has gifted you with and given the Holy Spirit the permission to perfect it, to undergird it, to fortify it, to strengthen it, what he has given unto you as a child of God. And I believe as never before, as we're closing out this wonderful year, as we begin to just yield over, yes, yield over unto God's government in our life and begin to say, God, we are operating up under the offices of the Holy Spirit and allowing it to take full control in and through our life. And you're going to see some great things happening because now you're yielding over to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is going to do the work. It's on the Holy Spirit to do the work now in things because we are yielding ourselves over unto Him. Now, that does not mean that you don't do anything. It doesn't mean that you sit around and just not do anything. No, it means that you're going to prepare yourself, move forward, and allow God just to bless what He's given unto you, because now you are accepting it, you're owning it, you're taking ownership of it, responsibility for your call, for your election, for even for what God is doing in your life, and to help advance the kingdom of God, to be greater at what you have done or doing for God, for the things of God. And that will spill over in our lives, in our regular lives, because even as God's perfecting His love, perfecting the word that He wants to speak down in our heart, we're going to see Him do such a great and mighty work in and through our lives because we yielded vessels unto the Master. And the more we yield unto the Lord, the more we're going to see God move in a mighty and a special way because He loves us just that much. He said, no good thing would He withhold from us. This wonderful Son, they call His name Jesus. He is the Savior. He's the one that have all power in His hand. He's the one that's able to do all things but fail. This wonderful Jesus is one to have His precourse and preeminence in our lives. And as we yield over unto Him and allow Him to be God and to be the Lord of Lords, and the King of Kings, the Alpha and the Omega in our life, you're going to see yourself moving up under the power of the Holy Spirit because you're allowing the Holy Spirit to do what you can't do. As He unctionizes, as He quickens us, as He speaks to our heart, lead and guiding us into all truth, God Himself is going to do this thing in and through this our life. Now, how do you yield to the Holy Spirit? It's just like when you're driving on the freeway and thing. Instead of rushing on the freeway, we have to wait and look and see if there's oncoming traffic. We have to yield and things. We have to slow down and think and look. Well, that's the way it is with us, with we yielding to the Holy Ghost. We slow our lives down and look through it, through the eyes and the heart of God and saying, Lord, I'm yielding to You. What would You have me to do on this day? Order my steps. Lead me and guide me. You told me if I acknowledge You first, You would direct my path. When I'm going into my business deal, you know, Lord, what would You want me to do? How would You want me to do this? What is Your will? Holy Ghost, have Your way in this event, in this here business deal, in this here plan. Begin to inviting the Holy Spirit in to operate is very, very critical so that you can see the work of the Holy Ghost. And then afterwards, when the enemy say in your mind, oh, well, you know, you're getting ready to fall or it's not going to happen, begin to just say, Lord, thank You for Your working. Thank You, God, for Your doing it. Thank You, God, for opening up the door. Thank You, God, for working it out. Thank You for leading me and guiding me into all truth. And when you begin to thank God for by faith, even though you don't see it, then you're going to see God move because now you have moved from not only yielding to God, but now you have moved from there to your expectation and thing of Him doing it through the Holy Spirit. And then now you have operated, and now you're standing in faith, giving Him the praise. So you see those three prongs. Amen. First of all, you're going to act on it and things by saying, inviting the Holy Spirit in. Then second, you're going to expect the Holy Ghost to do it. And then number three, you're going to begin to praise God for it in advance. And when you begin to praise God for advance with a spirit of expectancy, then God is going to perform it because He's saying, my child is expecting me to do this thing. And so then we're giving Him permission to operate, permission to work, permission to lead and guide us into all truth because we're yielding ourselves over unto the mighty hand of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so this government that I'm talking about is the government of the Holy Spirit. And living up under that government of the Holy Spirit to to lead, guide, and direct our path. It's such a wonderful, wonderful thing because you see such wonders of God. You see such wisdom and things of the Lord. And as it says here in the scripture, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Through that yielding unto the Holy Spirit, you'll begin to see the wonders of God. You'll begin to see and engage into the counsels of God and things, and you'll begin to experience the Prince of Peace. And these things will continue to increase his government. The more we operate in it, the more you should see more peace, because now you're allowing your heart, the throne of your heart, to be engaged in the peace of God, the love of God, the wonders of God, the counsels of God, the everlasting Father ministering unto your heart, because you have opened unto the Lord and allowing the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to stop right here. I got to say this. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, child of God, you need it. You need the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord giving utterance. That is critical for you to have as a child of God. That is a gift. That is the Spirit of God himself dwelling down in you. And when you start yielding to that Spirit of the Holy Spirit that dwell down with inside of you, you're going to see the wonders. You're going to see the counsel of God. You're going to experience that. You're going to experience also the wonderful, wonderful, mighty, everlasting Father. He will father you. He will love you just as his own. And you're going to experience the Prince of Peace, because now you are yielding unto the Holy Spirit and allowing the government of the Holy Spirit to govern your life. Oh, God, I tell you, when you begin to operate up under the government of the Holy Spirit, it is a wonderful, 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 wonderful experience of seeing God unctionizing through you, through the Holy Spirit, unctionizing you, directing you, telling you what to do, because you yielded. You slowed down while all the other traffic is passing you by and things. You slowed down, and while things are coming up against you, after, and a lot of things are happening, you slowing down and just allowing the Holy Spirit to have precourse and preeminence in your life. And that's where you'll begin to see the full effects of this wonderful child that was born unto us.